Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. There are some things in life improved by moderation. Sunbathing, for example. Political and religious certainty, ideally. And, of course, the use of jalapenos in the omelets I make for my father on Sunday mornings. And, absolutely, whatever your Auntie Doris is shouting about on her Facebook page. Human civilization, broadly speaking, depends upon the gentle art of reducing things before they become unbearable, like these introductions. But every now and then, something arrives in its purest form, undiluted, uncompromised, gloriously free from restraint or softening. And for our fair uncle, the keen observer and chronicler of human overreaction, he gives us a word for precisely that condition, unmitigated. And in his plays, it tends to appear just before things become, well, difficult to say the least. Unmitigated appears in his Merchant of Venice as well as his Tempest, but it is in William's Much Ado About Nothing that our fair uncle uses it in what I believe is not only a profoundly emotional sense, but a vital societal one as well. By Act 4, Messina has become a comedic pressure cooker in which gossip, masculine insecurity, and catastrophically poor communication are simmering together at an alarming rate. Claudio, young, noble, and apparently willing to believe literally anything whispered to him after sunset, has been deceived into thinking Hero, the object of his love and future matrimonial target, has been unfaithful. So, naturally, rather than speaking to her privately like a functioning adult, he decides the ideal moment to address this is during the wedding ceremony. Hero is publicly denounced, her father implodes, and her cousin Beatrice begins reconsidering the value of homicide. In Act 4, we find Beatrice and Benedict in one of William's finest scenes.
Farewell.
Tarry, sweet Beatrice.
I am gone, though I am here. There is no love in you. Nay, I pray you, let me go.
Beatrice.
In faith, I will go.
We'll be friends first.
You dare easier be friends with me than fight with mine enemy.
Is Claudio thine enemy?
Is he not approved in the height a villain that hath slandered, scorned, dishonored my kinswoman? Oh, that I were a man. What, bear her in hand until they come to take hands, and then with public accusation, uncovered slander, unmitigated rancor. Oh, God, that I were a man. I would eat his heart in the marketplace.
Hear me, Beatrice.
Talk with a man out at a window, a proper saying.
Nay, but Beatrice.
Sweet hero, she is wronged. She is slandered. She is undone.
Beatrice.
Princes and counties. Surely a princely testimony, a goodly count, Count Confect, a sweet gallant, surely. Oh, that I were a man for his sake, or that I had any friend would be a man for my sake. But manhood is melted into curtsies, valour into compliment, and men are only turned into tongue, and trim ones too.
The root mitigate migrates from the Latin mitigare, mitis, meaning gentle or mild, and agere, meaning to do, to drive, or to act. To mitigate something was to soften it, ease it, reduce its severity. Add the prefix un, and suddenly all cushioning disappears from the couch of conviviality. No reduction, no tempering, no mercy. Pure, concentrated intensity. And William uses that force beautifully and brutally in what my friend Patricia brought to my attention when we were doing Much Ado in college. Just think that William not only saw the frustration faced by being a female in Elizabethan England, but he gave it such voice and clarity. And for that, he gets my unmitigated admiration.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.